What does self-confidence mean to you and how has it impacted your life? Hello everyone, happy weekend and welcome to another episode of Weekend Cheer. And if this is your first time on this channel or your first time listening to this podcast, my name is Ade and this is Weekend Cheer On, a podcast where I share what I've learned on different self-help topics. We also share tips, helps, and strategies to help you become a better version of yourself. On today's episode, I have a friend with me and I'll be asking her some questions about self-confidence. And this is the first time I'll be having a guest over on this podcast. A quick disclaimer, she's not an expert on self-confidence. I see her as a confident person and I think she'll have a thing or two to share about self-confidence. So with that being said, let's welcome our guests. Welcome to Weekend
Cheer.
Thank you so much. Okay. Please, can you introduce yourself?
My name is Tonade Oluwanifemi Joy.
Okay. So, first of all, thank you for accepting the invite.
Thank you for inviting me. It's such an honor.
All right. So, Nifemi, you should have heard of self-confidence before, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So, I'll be asking you some questions about self-confidence.
All right.
Are you ready?
Kind of.
Okay. So, how do you define self-confidence, like in your words, your own terms?
Okay, self-confidence is basically being in charge of your own life. Like, you're in charge, you know your weakness, you know your strengths. That's just basically self-confidence to me, being in charge of your life.
Okay. All right, the next question. What are the things that you think can make someone lack self-confidence?
Okay, I would say not hiding yourself in the word of God. When you don't know what the Bible says about you, when you don't know what God said about you, you would lack self-confidence. Because, I mean, it's the word of God we're supposed to follow, and then you don't know what he's saying about you. You are bound to lack self-confidence. I would also say trauma, maybe things that happened from the past, you know, stuff like that. Imagine now you're in a secondary school, and then maybe you repeated when you were in SS1. And then, you know, everybody now tagged you as that, you know, Lodo, and then SS2, you're already doing better.
Yeah.
Maybe you were maybe in art class, you were in the wrong class, and now you're in science, or you were in science, and now you're in art. But now you're doing better because that's actually your calling. But then everybody still feels like, so you just tend to just stay in your shell, yes, and just lock up, you get. So stuff like that also, yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, what are some things that makes you feel confident? Because I see you as a person that has confidence. So what are those things that make you feel confident?
Okay, just so you know, I'm not really a confident person. I just tend to, you know, just do a guy. You get so what makes me confident? I'll say the word of God. There are some things that will just happen and I'll just be like, let me use what the word of God says about me. You get stuff like that. So I'll say the word of God makes me really, really confident. I would say also my dad, of blessed memory, makes me very confident. I remember making my hair. Again, it's always in my memory. I remember making my hair and then I'll come back and my dad is all hyping me and he's like, ah, see my daughter, stuff like that.
Yeah, you feel that joy.
Yes, yes. And my dressing also. My dressing makes me, I don't dress a lot, but the day I'm like, ah, today like this, back to back, my phone. Get stuff like that, and it makes me feel really good about myself. I mean, I'll not be, because I go to the library a lot, I'll not be walking up and down in the library because
like,
I mean,
you.
Exactly, yeah. So, maybe that's it.
Okay. So, is there any advice scenario where you struggle with self confidence?
Yes, I still struggle till now, I still do struggle, yeah. So there are scenarios, a lot of scenarios where I actually struggle.
Can you like give one and how you overcome it?
Oh, okay. So let me give this one. So early last year when I resumed the industry, I did not let anybody know that I could do makeup. I learned makeup for just 2 weeks. I just learned it for 2 weeks. It was just, you know, all this free training. And I just learned it for 2 weeks. And, you know, I started watching YouTube to, you know, get better and everything. But coming to Union Shun, I didn't even allow anybody know that I was doing it. Until one day, one girl from the hostel was like, Anifem, do you have powder? And I was like, I don't see this normal powder. There is only powder palette I have. And she was like, oh, do you do makeup? And I was like, and it was even my cousin that was like, yes, that she does. And they're like, oh, there is this girl that wants to do photo shoot with her. Hey, that she wants, hey, my hair, I was washing, room, bang, 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 no. And they're like, ah, please, can you help us do it? Can you? And I could not say no. But like, I was like, ha, I cannot do this thing. But I was just like, oh, I could just rock it down. And I went to it. And it turned out well. For someone that length for just 2 weeks, it really turned out well. And so I just basically did it again.
That's a very good scenario. All right, is there ever a moment where you acted you acted confident even when you don't feel it? Like, except from this scenario, maybe another scenario.
Okay. A lot of times, you know, just passing people. Sometimes I'll pass people, especially boys. I'll pass them and I'll just give this I don't care straight face. Trust me, Femi, to give you that kind of face. I just give this I don't care. But inside, I'm like, hey, God, I beg, God, I beg, God, I beg, God, I beg. And they shout, God, I beg. I'm already like, God, I beg. So, yes.
Okay.
Things like that.
Like, do you think that other people's opinion affects your own self confidence?
Yes, it does. It really does. I'm going to give an example of one of my friends that did not intentionally try to offend me, but he did. So there was a prayer that happened, and you know, I was just with him the next day or some days later, and he was like that, oh, because I told him that I slept off, I didn't pray at my normal time of prayer. And he was like that, oh, Egon, I was even looking at that, the energy with which you were using to lead that prayer the last time, I just knew that you will not be able to pray. And I was like, oh, so you mean I was too loud? And he was like that, yes. It was not intentional. I mean, he did not do it intentionally. But, like, and it affected me. Like, I didn't even talk to him. When he even called, I was just giving him this straight answer. Until later, I was just like, oh, no, I have to say this. So, yes, people.
Like, to let go of it.
Yes. But it should not affect you, though. It should not. But it does affect you. But it should not.
Okay. Do you think dressing in a certain way can impart your confidence?
Yes. Okay. Please, you guys, dress so, well.
Like,
dress
what well. Is, like the go-to outfit, like that outfit that make you feel, like, the most confident?
I don't really have a go-to outfit, because sometimes I feel like, oh, I've worn my best coat, and then I'm just digging it, and I'm seeing more. So I don't really have a go-to outfit, but just, like, wearing corporates, giving some corporates. Because I'm a set girl, I'm set. They don't really used to wear corporate and everything like that. But I'm just like, let me just give my corporate. And sometimes I'm just like, damn, I'm going to do so.
Yeah. Okay, so, like, do you ever, like, do you have this empowering, maybe quotes or Bible verse that you like to remind yourself when you're feeling down or not so confident?
Kama paro, which is not like, I do have a quote, like, whenever I'm feeling down, I just used to do that guy as usual. Yeah. Ad guy they pay, thank you. All right. Yes, I just used to, but Joshua 1:9, I don't really know Bible, but it says something about be strong and be courageous, do not be afraid.
Yeah,
exactly, wherever you go. So yes, that Bible verse is also very, very encouraging.
So is there something or an hobby, a skill that you wanted to try but you couldn't because of you don't have that confidence?
Like I said it at the beginning, makeup.
Okay, yeah.
So yes, I now started, you know, started watching it. At a point I just gave up because I could not open my mouth to tell people.
I'm doing
and
this.
Even whenever I'm doing it, I'm scared that God, hope this thing will end up well. Hope it will end up well. You get so I just basically shut that chapter of my life. I remember YMR last year, my friend that is a makeup artist was asking Danny Femi, what about your makeup? Practices make perfect, but me, we don't lock up. So, but I mean, I will try to overcome by the grace of God.
Okay. So can you share a time or a moment that you were proud of yourself, like for being confident, like you were proud of that moment?
Okay. I cannot really remember. But something happened last year, December, entering January. I was not confident, but my mom was very, very confident of me. So, whatever happened. Okay, so I'm a fashion designer, or I'm learning fashion design.
Training.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in training. You get. So my mom was like that. Ah, Danny Femi, and we don't have clothes to wear for first Sunday of the year. You know, Redeem now always giving us the. You get. We must give the gift. So and she was like, oh, we do not have like to get that clothes. That okay, there's this clothes that she has this lace. Okay, I should turn the lace. I should turn it to an outfit, you get. And she was like, oh, that let's go and give one tailor. not my own oga, because if I go and give my oga will be like, if I'm in wrong, right? Yes. We get. So she, when we now went to that, Lord Taylor was like, and she's not going to be around. And we was like, that, if I'm in Poyako, come, Lori, your guy, go and see your boss to help you to do that. And I'm like, mommy, this woman, I know my oga. She said she did it by myself. And then I went because my mommy pushed me to. And when I went to my oga was like, I was so lost that, ma, I've not learned for 3 months complete. I've not learned tailoring for 3 months complete when you add everything together. And she was like, Lauren, now, God, I beg. I am actually God, I beg you. So I was like cutting it, and you know, and I did half. Then the machine got me frustrated. And I went home, and I did not come back again, like 4 days, till the day before the first Sunday. My mom was like, Danny Femi, alone now, can you come? After I went, and I did it finish, to the glory of God. My mom now said that, she's like, And I got home, my mommy was so amazed. Like, even me, I was shocked that the clothes turned out nice. I mean, there were some little issues, but it really turned out. So it really turned out really nice. And my mom was like, oh, you just need this confidence. So if my mommy had not, like, you know, pushed me, I would not have, you know, done it. So, yeah.
Shout out to me, Femi's mom.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give someone who is struggling with their self-confidence?
I would tell you that you should not struggle with self-confidence.
Don't
hide yourself in the word of God. When you know what God says about you, you will not be struggling. So, from a true life story, imagine that you and your friend are walking, you know, coming from somebody that struggles with self-confidence, and then maybe because they are asking your friend for a phone number, and then they are not asking you. And then you're not feeling like, am I not beautiful enough? Am I not... Like, you get that kind of gist. So, yes... It was me, actually. Like, I'm the one that was thinking that, oh, am I not beautiful enough?
Why do you have so much in common? Like, why?
You get, like, I don't have, am I not fine enough? Am I not? But when you hide yourself in the word of God, that the Bible says that you were made in the image and likeness of God. You were wonderfully and fearfully made by God. Yeah, exactly. What else do you need? Like, okay. You get. So when you hide yourself in the word of God, if you're struggling with self-confidence, if you're someone that struggles with self-confidence, hide yourself in the word of God. I mean, look at Moses. Moses too was like, God, I'm a stammerer now. I don't feel wrong this work, this parole way they give you. But, you know, after God had already, you know, talked to him and he had seen light, you know, even Gideon too was so shy. It was like, I'm the weakest, like, my clan is the weakest, and me, God, I'm the least, like, nobody rates me in my king. But God made him strong. So when you just hide yourself, basically, in God, yeah. That's it.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I know we learned a lot of things, and it's so interesting. Yeah. All right, we've come to the end of today's episode, and I hope you've learned one thing or the other. For me, I learned a lot, like, hide yourself in the word of God. I'm sure you had us say that over and over again. So, that's that for that. And I'll drop the link to the description box below, like, if you want to listen to the podcast as an audio only. Stay safe. Happy